67, because the way, like, wasn't that the year that they used to get the ball and rag it for 2 minutes? Then they come up with that 30-second clock after that?
Yeah.
small of a process.
Yeah, he had replaced the key, but because we lived in Fergus, he knew the key. We used to go to all the Thistles, the senior Thistles games, and that's one thing about a small town. You knew all the senior players, and we used to, Sunday afternoons, we used to go to the park and play lacrosse, and all the senior guys would be there, and you always wanted to be on there. You know, two or three of them on one side, you wanted to be on a certain guy's side because you liked them as a player. So my dad, then we moved to Bradford, we got lacrosse started there, we played in a bush league, actually. It wasn't an OLA league. There was Camp Ford, Beaton, in that league. So I was playing in that league, and I was a man when I was 16, and then after 1 or 2 years in that league, we went into the OLA, and we played intermediate, there were a lot of intermediate teams in those days. There probably were, must have been 20 or 30 intermediate teams around the province, so there were a lot of teams. Well, you had three divisions, and we played in those. And again, I was 17 or so playing that, and then it was after I played there for a couple of years that I saw the ad in the Toronto Star saying the junior Dave LaCrosse team looking for players, contact this number, and I contacted this number, and that's where I met Mr. Bishop. Donnie Bruce was the same on the race, which he had the same ad, and that's where he met Jim. So we wound up being in two imports on the original Greenfield team.
One more question I want to make sure I got on yet, and that would be, what would be the highlight as a player and as a coach and any other comments before we close up?
Well, I had a lot of highlights as a player. Obviously, three of them were being in three-man cups in 4 years with Brooklyn, playing with Detroit in the Pro League. Those were probably the main ones. Scoring 5 goals one night for Brooklyn, I always remember that. They had me setting the power play for some reason, I don't know why, but then I scored 5 goals. And I scored 5 goals one night for Maitland's when I was playing with them. But I scored a fair bit. People think of me more of a defensive player, but if you look at my stats, I scored a fair bit. I wasn't getting 40 goals a year, but I was up around 20 most of the time.
I remember finding a piece in the paper. It was with the Maitlands, I think, and they gave it to you. I think you had 6 goals.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, 1 game.
Yeah, and Tom Crawford wrote that. He had a lot of points that game too. Yeah. So those would be my highlights as a player for the three-man cup. Well, we didn't win, but still being there. And as a coach, coaching the Green Hills, I took over from Bish. Seven, and all of them, we only had 2 guys left on the Mountain Top teams, and we got to be in third or something that year. Next year we were back in first place, and again, we never won in Mental. We had some good teams. Coaching at Scarborough, coaching my own son was a highlight. I liked that he played well for me. We didn't always see eye to eye because I treated him like any other player, not as a son. And he was a good player. And then, of course, coming here, making the mistake of, when I left the OLA, I didn't plan on staying in LaCrosse. But somewhere during the summer of that year, I had said to my friend Bishop that I was going to leave the OLA probably in December. The first week of December, he phoned and we were talking. He said, "Are you still leaving?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "That's good." I said, "Well, thanks a lot. I thought I was doing a pretty good job." Oh, no, he said, "Brady has resigned as GM." So he said, "You can come and be GM of the Warriors." I said, "I'm not going to come and be GM of the Warriors." And he said, "Yes, you are." He said, "We never won a Mental Cup together. Come and we'll win a Mental Cup together." And I said, "Well, that's kind of intriguing, but I don't know. I have to talk to Mary." And he said, "We'll talk to her." So I said, "Well, I'll talk to her then." So I go home, and as I walk in the door, the phone is ringing, so I answer the phone. "What did she say?" "I said, I need to talk to her." "Yeah, I said, get in the door, Jim." "Well, call me as soon as you do." So anyhow, I talk to her. She said, "Do whatever you want." So I were supposed to be here for 2 years together, and when two mental cops, we were here for 1 year together, and he was here in memory, and we won the mental cop together, though he was actually here in body. And then, 8 years later, I'm still here. So, it's kind of strange how things work out, but, I don't know how much longer I'll be here. I'm not getting any younger, still enjoying it. As long as I enjoy it, maybe I'll hang around.
Yeah, keep going years of time. I guess I covered everything, huh? Your 99 would be probably your coaching. Being a member of the Canadian Hall of Fame.